You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Thursday morning. It is May 15th. It is going to be hot. It is going to be humid. It is going to be sticky.
Ew. 84. Why are you saying it like that?
84 degrees.
Make it worse.
84 degrees.
The pause and the deep voice. It just makes it sound ew.
I do apologize. This is too early for that. You know, yeah. I take back the sticky part.
Thank
it's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. And there's going to be some moist air.
Oh, come on.
The heat is going to fuel thunderstorms later on tonight, wind and heavy rain. So there we go. I was like mowing part of the yard yesterday. Then it rained. So then I stopped and then it rained. Then it stopped raining. And then I mowed again. Then it rained again. I was like, this was an entire thing yesterday. So there's your forecast for today. On the way, I mean, obviously, clearly, we're going to break down the Browns schedule. That's what we
obviously.
Do. We'll
we
have
do that.
That
is what we do.
We're going to need 18 specific phone calls at 7:05. Yeah. So I hope that works out. We're going to go through the entire schedule, and people have to pick wins and losses.
A lot.
And then we'll go back in 8 months and see how we did.
It's a lot.
So that's on the way. But first, he's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Good news. We have an entire list you can now read. Oh, wait. No. It's an entire list. It's not a complete list, though.
We have an entire list. It is continually being updated.
It is. I mean, we're missing about a month's worth of guesses.
I do. So those are down the drain. Mm-hmm. I gave that full disclosure. I screwed that up. I can no longer go back to those and grab those names. That is on me. But the entire list, the master key, is at star102cleveland.com.
So maybe we will get a winner then today. Wouldn't that be great? Bring this all to an end. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. That's it.
We just need your one guess for today. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right, how are you?
Good. Ready to break down that Browns schedule with Jen?
No.
Well, what do you mean? Ugh. We're going to take 18 phone calls.
After
we're
going
to give the matchup, and they have to say win or loss. And then we're going to write them all down.
Like a lot.
And then we're going to see how that works. I mean, it's going to be tough because we don't have a quarterback yet. So but then we're going to see, and we're going to cross-match them as the season goes on this year. That's how we're going to figure
it out. I thought Joe Flacco was our quarterback, no?
No, we've got four quarterbacks, but none of them, you know, they're all
worth anything.
Mid. We would love your guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
I haven't looked at the list yet, Tim, so I'm going to go with Red Fox.
That's not it, no.
That's not Red Fox. But we will add Red Fox to the list that continues to expand at star102cleveland.com.
Not alphabetically, though.
Which do you think will happen first? It's Star 102 Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
It won't be a winner of this game. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Present your case. I apologize.
Which do you think will happen first?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Or a winner for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
What do you think will happen first?
I don't know.
You're
That's
so
the intrigue
exciting,
of the game.
Isn't it?
Yes.
No.
That's the intrigue of the game.
Is it?
Memorial Day weekend a little earlier this year, isn't it? Is that next weekend?
Next weekend already?
26th, I think we settled. Yeah, it is.
May is just flying by.
We only have We only have six more.
Everyone's calling it Maycember. It's the first year I've heard that.
We
have you?
No,
it's so busy with like graduations.
Oh,
and
that's a great term.
Like school things at the end of the year and like getting everything. They're calling it Maycember. I'm
makes
is
sense.
This a new trend this year? Because I keep seeing it online because everyone's so
actually
crazy
I did
busy.
See that one.
Yes.
That's a great call, and I did not look and see what that was. That makes sense. Men had prom last weekend. Yeah,
it's a lot.
There's a bajillion things going on. That absolutely makes
flying
sense.
Flying by.
We only have six more guesses.
for this
until
month?
Memorial Day weekend.
We're
until
not
Memorial
a winner.
Day weekend.
We're not
Jen.
Getting a winner.
We don't know.
We're not.
We'll see. We'll get tomorrow's at 6:05.
Can't wait.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning to you. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So Ashley Tisdale posted a video on TikTok yesterday and it already has over 11 million views. This video is simply captioned, "I knew this day would come." And people, especially around my age, are going crazy in the comments.
It's definitely because of High School Musical.
Sure is.
Yes! I knew it.
What else do you know about High School Musical?
That it was set in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yesterday.
Yes,
yeah.
How about that?
Do you know who Ashley Tisdale played?
Sharpay.
Yeah, see? That's all you need to know.
How
Done.
About that?
Okay, well, no Stevie on the socials next. Everything
right.
has been answered. No, it's next on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Ashley Tisdale posted a video one day ago and already has racked up over 11 million views by sharing a revelation about her four-year-old daughter, Jupiter. So if you aren't aware, Ashley Tisdale played the role of Sharpay Evans in High School Musical. The video that she posted is captioned, "I knew this day would come."
I don't know what kind of karma this is, but Jupiter saw my niece in High School Musical, the play. When she's seen the movie in the past, like, she never really cared about it. But I think seeing my niece in the play me, has just changed her. So she had to watch all three movies. She will not stop listening to the music. It's playing in the house right now. Also, she screams out. She screams out in public, "I'm Sharpay's baby."
That last line is what everyone is talking about. One comment has almost 400,000 likes, and it says, quote, "Telling everyone I'm Sharpay's baby is exactly what I expect from Sharpay's baby, to be honest." If you know Sharpay in the show, she's a diva, so it's very much on brand.
Oh.
And then she revealed which of the three films was her favorite and what her favorite song was, which I think is going to sound familiar to you, Jen.
Specifically High School Musical 2. Her favorite song is Huma Huma Nuka Nagabua. I hate that song. I'm happy to listen to it over and over and over.
Wait, is that the Hawaii thing that you asked me in Trump 2 the one time?
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh my gosh, Stevie!
What's funny is it's on the soundtrack, but the scene itself got cut from the movie, so it's not even like in the movie. But yeah, it's the state fish of Hawaii, and all of us High School Musical fans know.
Let me hear this again.
Specifically High School Musical 2. Her favorite song is Huma Huma Nuka Nagabua.
Oh my gosh.
Don't.
What's funny, that's the song Ashley Tisdale sang, so it's a Sharpay song, so I'm sure that makes it even more annoying for her to hear. And the song itself, I mean, they probably cut it for a reason. It's just, it's a song.
Okay.
Oh, well, and you know how to pronounce that. I heard her say it twice just now, and I still, Huna Huma.
Huma Nukunu Go Apua.
See, I don't know how she does that. And you asked me the state fish of Hawaii one time in Trump 2.
Yes,
that
I did.
Was
question
really,
five was one of my favorite questions.
Yeah, one of my least favorite questions.
You could always bring that back.
No, we're good.
We have.
Well, you'll remember. You just will say it wrong.
I will say it wrong.
And we'll buzz you.
That is correct.
That is great, Stevie on the socials today.
Love it. Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I used to love the show The Bachelor. And then I used to love it. I was obsessed. I loved it. And then I was out. I was over it. It was like 2-hour, 3-hour episodes. Come on.
Did it depend on The Bachelor or you were just out in general?
No, I was just out in general.
Yeah.
I just felt like they would like really drag out these episodes and I was over it. My God. Like, get to the point. Get to the point. Listen, they are doing something genius. Like, I read about this last night and I thought, oh my gosh, way to reel us older Bachelor fans back in. Because this is the content I want. The Bachelor Mansion is getting a makeover on HGTV. Parma's at 62 degrees, our star city. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. The Cleveland Browns 2025 schedule has been released, and there are no scheduled primetime games for the first time in 8 years. They'll open the season at home on September 7th against the Bengals, and they'll head to London to play the Vikings on October 5th. And that's the highlights. Live Nation launching the $30 ticket to summer. The offer gives you access to more than 1,000 shows all season long, including Halsey, James Taylor, Kesha, Cyndi Lauper, Men at Work, The Black Keys, and so many more. Tickets go on sale May 21st. And here it is, The Bachelor Mansion getting a makeover on HGTV. This is a genius show. I'm sorry. This is so smart.
It's very, very smart. Absolutely.
Now, you've watched The Bachelor more recently than I have, Tim. Does the mansion need a makeover? Is it the
this
same?
Is absolutely.
Like, is it to old? Do this, does it look old and dated?
It was so funny because it hit me the other day when we were talking about shows that were being renewed. And a lot of these shows like American Idol coming back and on. Bachelor and Bachelorette, I'm assuming they'll be picked up. They haven't been picked up yet. And I just think that this also adds intrigue to that and interest because we have all seen the show and the ebbs and the flows and this. Ugh. And this just turns it enough that why would you not, if you've watched any season, which I imagine somebody listening
at
has watched
point.
A season, a
right.
show of The Bachelor. Why would you not watch this?
Because, okay, so the working title is Renovating the Bachelor Mansion. I thought, oh, this is cool. They're going to take, like, Joanna. It's not Joanna Gaines.
Right,
but,
right.
like, let's just say, for example, they're taking Joanna Gaines. They're going to remodel it. Oh, no. Oh, no, that's not what they're doing. They're taking former contestants from The Bachelor, and they're doing design challenges on the property. And then they're going to try to win money in these design challenges. Like, I am here for this. I cannot wait to. I don't know why I'm so excited about this, but I can't.
We don't
wait.
Know who's a part of that,
we
right?
We know nothing.
Oh, I can't wait for that
we
reveal.
We know nothing.
Like, how far back?
I don't know.
And
I mean, could it be like,
yeah.
what if it's like the first
that's
Bachelor?
What I'm, that's
you know
what I'm wondering.
I mean?
You have to pull from that early pool of people as well.
Well, yes, because I feel like you're targeting like the people that watched early Bachelor. So you have an older demo now because we're the ones that are in home design and all that. Like, what a smart idea. Show is set for a 2026 premiere on HGTV.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You want to play a round of who's more likely to?
Do I ever.
We haven't done this for a while. We'll have to bring producer Stevie in next. And we'll just go around the room, give a statement. Now, actually, a question. Who's more likely to blank between you, producer Stevie, and myself?
I really enjoy producer Stevie's participation the most in this game.
It's like the low-key digs and the low-key reason. And
right.
she's very, very observant. And usually, one of the reasons that I love this game, first of all, she's very smart.
Yes.
I love having her on the show. You love having her on the show.
100%.
She's very intelligent. And usually that she leaves the low-key blasts for morning show meetings in front of our boss.
Big time.
So, and we don't see him coming. It's just out, boom, 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 out of nowhere.
It's wonderful.
Oh, well, Tim Blah.
Yes.
Oh, Jen Blah. Usually more Tim Blah.
I was going to say, more you.
Jen really doesn't do anything.
I mean, she's an equal opportunity blaster, but definitely more you.
So, but this is more on the air. She just kind of just lets
great.
It fly.
Love it.
For example, who is more likely to have their finger turn black from a ring? See, like that answer would be you because we talked about it yesterday. Or if you rub the ring on your face.
Somebody asked me to see that last night, by the way.
You show me your finger.
Yeah, it was black.
All right, who's more likely to? Producer Stevie in the studio. That is next. All right, let's get into this. Who's more likely to on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites?
I'm nervous
because producer Stevie's in here. And just random questions. We're just going to start off with some.
She's the best at this.
Who's more likely to on the show? Who's more likely to start a random conversation with a stranger?
Oh, please. Tim Richards, easily.
Neither of you would?
I would, but you're more likely to.
Who's more likely to accidentally spoil a TV show or a movie?
Tim.
Probably me.
You?
Yes.
Yeah, I would not. No, I would not do that. Spoil a show?
Not on purpose.
Yeah, you would probably do it on accident talking about it, and then you reveal
the
plot line.
Yeah.
Have I done that?
You're stunned that this is you.
I am.
No,
I didn't think that was me.
This is you. Yeah. I think it's you.
Who's more likely to win an argument?
You.
These are all not looking good for you.
These are all that.
You know,
first of all,
game. Let me tell you why.
It's because he can like make up stuff that convinces you that you're being tricked.
Manipulative.
Yes. You're good at that. You're good at arguing.
I mean, I can't believe that's coming out of your mouth, but I'm going to let that just sit right there.
You see that? Twisted
like that
it right back to me.
No,
like that was both of you.
Nate, you want to call in? I mean, I might win
he
the argument,
busy.
But you're not non-argumentative.
He is busy.
Exactly. He's in a text argument,
probably.
I feel like
Jen's going to get over the arguing and just give up and give it to you.
Yeah, like, that's
how
fair.
It would go.
Because it's like, this is exhausting.
After, wait, so that's fair.
This is
exhausting.
You'll just keep going.
Yes. So that's fair. But
that's so true.
I'm not pushing back at all. So that is fair. But after how long?
Well, I mean, it depends on how bad I want to win.
So that's all fair. But after how long?
Yeah. And it depends on the topic.
All right.
I don't like that question. Can we move on?
We can move on.
Okay,
sorry. I accidentally scrolled down.
Oh, okay.
All right. I already said that one. Who's more likely to send a text to the wrong person?
Tim.
Yeah, I would say you.
No.
Yes.
Why are we playing this game? Why is this all me?
I feel like you probably have a lot of contacts
yes.
in your phone, and you got two people, same name. You send it to the wrong one.
Also, you play weird text games.
Yes,
for sure.
Like, I do what?
And I feel like you delete a lot of stuff. And sometimes you'll get a text from a number you don't know.
Wait, until you're gonna tell my weird text game.
Am I allowed to say that on the air?
Do the weird text game, and then I'm gonna find who is more likely to that you are either the answer or producer Stevie is either the answer.
Okay.
And I'm not the only one that plays this weird text game.
Yes, you are.
Maybe I am.
Yes, you are.
So we'll continue who's more likely to on Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, but we're talking about a weird text game.
So you will get texts from numbers that you don't have saved as a contact in your phone, a random number, and they will be the most friendly conversational text, like they have known you for years. And you will not say, oh, hey, who's this? Like, you won't ask who it is. You will just engage in the conversation and try to get clues and figure out who it is via the conversation. So just so you know, if you're ever texting Tim Richards, he might not really know who he's talking to.
I've done this before.
You've done it too?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say?
But not on purpose. Like, I was really trying to figure out who it was, but I didn't want to awkwardly be like, well, I didn't want to awkwardly be like, who is this? So then I felt bad.
It is almost as great as Tim versus the Tank.
It's
no.
definitely like, this someone is... I should have had number C.
Correct.
So it was very awkward.
And
that
you
I
know
did
it,
not.
And you feel bad, and you're just kind of like, yeah, so how is the
no.
side?
I don't think so. I think Stevie felt bad. I don't think you feel bad. I think you see it as a really fun challenge.
Yeah, you think
and
it's
you
a
enjoy
fun
it.
Game. Like, it's
yeah.
a game to you. To
it's
me,
a...
it was. I was scared.
All right. If anybody else has done that, please chime in, because that
feel
is a good
like
game.
You'll be doing it and you'll be like, got it. And you, like, we've seen you figure it out. Yeah.
Very rarely I figure it out. And I just let it sit on my
yeah,
phone, the
do.
Conversation,
yeah,
and I
would.
Try to pick it apart.
That's what you would do.
Who is more likely to cry during a sad movie?
Stevie.
Oh, I don't cry during movies.
Oh, you don't?
No. I'd say Jen.
Yeah, I would say Jen on that.
Yeah, I guess.
Who is more likely to show up late to everything?
Me.
I was going to think about that for a second. I was like, I don't think that's Jen. I know it's not me. I like to be punctual.
Yeah. I think it would go Stevie, then me, then
what
you.
What are you known for that? For showing
yes.
up late? Okay, for being late. Like,
yeah,
on...
I'm never on time.
Oh, all right.
So you're just usually running a late. Okay.
Good to know.
Who is more likely to spend too much money shopping online, Jen? Who is more likely to get...
Wait a minute. Stevie and I could give each other a run for
our
money on that.
I don't shop online.
Oh, that's true. Physically in stores. Okay, me.
You and the Amazon.
I do like a nice Amazon. That is a quick delivery.
Or a Target delivery.
Or a Target. Or, yeah. That's...
Who is more likely to become a CEO?
Tim.
Yeah. I don't think you'd like to be a CEO. But you could be a CEO.
I feel
you
like none
be.
Of us
I
would be great CEOs.
Agree.
I feel like we'd have some faults.
I feel like...
Fair. That's why
is
I love
so
this game.
Good.
She just lets it fly.
100%.
I could see you being a CEO.
Yeah.
You'd be a crappy one, but I could see you doing that. The
you'd
CEO.
Get you'd no. somehow get through the interview process. They'd love
yes.
you. You'd get it, and then you'd be like, well, now what?
Yeah.
I just think you wouldn't love it. I think you could be very good at it, Tim. And like you said, he'd get through the process. He'd be great. Like, you would be a great face of like a CEO, but then you wouldn't like that.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
You could be a CEO. I'd see you being a CEO.
Thank you, Tim.
Absolutely. Who? We'll get to one more. Who is more likely to send an email without a subject line?
Oh, I do that all the time. I
do
hate
you?
Subject lines. What's the point?
Well,
just open the email. Or when people put the whole message in just the subject, I get so confused.
Oh, that's the worst.
Then I'm like,
I had that the other day.
I'm like, where's the message? I'm like, oh, it's the subject.
See, I would have picked Tim for that.
With a sub, without I've probably
yeah,
done that before.
I can see you like easily just
no,
like
no. The subject stresses me out so much.
I, this
sometimes
is,
I don't
really?
Know what how do I wrap up this email in one line? I can't. That's why I'm sending this email, because it's more than one line. I don't know. It just stresses
really
me out.
Yeah. The entire subject in the subject line, as opposed to nothing, is much worse.
Well, can I just take one word? Find it then.
Yeah. Because then there's nothing in the body of the email, or it's just.
Well, don't put
see
that
subject
just
line.
Put like one line, like one word.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I don't. All
right. Like what word? Hi?
Sure.
Producer
hi,
Stevie for the
hi,
win.
Hi, it's Stevie.
On who's more likely.
I love playing this game with Stevie.
Star 102, good morning.
Hey, brother. You know those friendly texts you receive?
Yes, where I try to figure out who's sending the text messages, but I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of times I get those, and there's someone trying to buy my house, which is not for sale.
Oh, I get those, too, and they think my name is Marianne. They'll be like, hey, Marianne, are you still trying to sell, blah, 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 and they'll put an address in there.
Yeah, well, they'll actually be like, hey, Dave, which you got, what, 30% of the people, males in the country named Dave? So it's a good chance. However, the first time I did play along until they're like, we're wondering if your property on, and I'm like, ever since then, if I get a text I don't know, delete.
Yeah.
Well, you're missing out on a good game that Stevie and I like to play. Well, I play the game. Stevie plays it differently.
It was like a personal message. I knew it was.
Same. I knew it was.
It was real.
Yeah.
Tim finds it fun. Stevie finds it stressful.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.